The following is part of KRCB's Health Connections, an ongoing series of reports to promote community health and well-being in the North Bay.
Since 1971, Social Advocates for Youth has lived up to its name by providing counseling, shelter, and other services for teens and young adults in several settings. Now the nonprofit agency is poised to expand their programs in a big way. Matt Martin is SAY's executive director.
What we're working on is a donation of the old Warwick Hospital to Social Advocates for Youth to redevelop as a Sonoma County Youth Opportunity Center. This would be a very unique chance to offer young people, children, teenagers, but most importantly, transitional age youth between the ages of 18 to 24, services in a one-stop location. Things like mental health counseling, job support, as well as housing.
The hospital at Hone and Summerfield Roads in East Santa Rosa has been owned by Sutter Medical Center since 2001, but it has been standing vacant since Sutter consolidated its services in 2007. Hospital spokeswoman Lisa Amador says they're preparing to gift the entire facility to SAY.
Social Advocates for Youth told us of their need to expand their services for teens in our community, and we discussed the possibility of donating the Warwick Hospital to SAY. We all thought that was a good idea because it was space we were no longer using and could be used well to expand the services that SAY provides.
The 50-bed hospital will be refurbished to offer emergency shelter rooms for 10 young people, with longer-term housing for an additional 40. That's hardly enough to meet the full need, which has been calculated at 195 beds, but Martin says it will more than double the 40-plus beds they now have at SAY's other facilities.
Over at the Mary and Jose Tamayo Village, we have 25 of those little more than 40 beds with a waiting list to fill that place twice. And that waiting list is a list that young people don't just call once and stay on. It's a list that they are calling once a week to be kept on.
Moreover, he adds, they can offer a space that is designed specifically to meet the needs of a younger population, unlike the other homeless shelters nearby.
There are adult shelters that work with 18-year-olds up, but the average age in these adult shelters are 35 to 42. And oftentimes, the adults who are in those shelters are sometimes exhibiting challenges and behaviors and cycles that a lot of these young people are trying to stay away from. So they don't necessarily feel comfortable in adult shelters.
Right now, both Sutter and SAY are studying the details of the proposed deal, including the costs of repairing and renovating the hospital building. No cost estimates for that work have been made public yet, but Martin says his bigger concern is long-term.
Essentially, two questions we need to answer. One is, how much is it going to cost to open the building on day one? And then two, how much is it going to cost to keep the building open on day two? I really feel it's the second question, which is the critical question.
The current due diligence phase is expected to last into the summer. It will also involve talks with numerous potential partners, Martin says, and it will need that total team effort to come to fruition.
We know that this project is bigger than SAY. We can't do it alone. The only way this is going to happen is because the community says it should happen. Otherwise, I don't think we can pull it off.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.
This has been a Health Connections report, making the connections for healthy communities.